I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Associated Press says Ukrainian military officials are seeing Russian troops leaving the conflict zones. Now, despite this news, conditions for refugees remain troubling. Sergei Rahuba of Mission Eurasia, formerly Russian ministry, says they're helping the local church meet the needs of the refugees.
But the winter is coming, and we see how enormous the need in warm clothing, in shelter, in food, in medicine. With our eye care program, we're trying to provide, first of all, food for these families. Then we provide counseling, encouragement. We provide training for pastors.
Visit our website to support the eye care program. We turn next to Ghana, where an AMG leader is solely focused on raising up the next generation to lead. Dr. Oheni Kumi teaches at a Bible Institute, holds leadership training seminars, teaches the how-tos of Vacation Bible School, and is basically a whirlwind of evangelistic energy. His investments are planting the seeds of the gospel throughout Ghana. He shares a personal letter in the story we've posted at missionnetworknews.org. Read it and catch the excitement. And what does it like to serve Jesus in Haiti? Eva DeHarda for Haiti with Love says,
feeding the poor and the hungry was a very important part of the Lord's ministry. When their tummies are growling, they can't hear you talking about God. But satisfy the physical hunger, and it opens the door to satisfying the spiritual hunger.
For Haiti recently collected a substantial amount of food and healthcare supplies, but now they face immense shipping costs. DeHart wants supporters of For Haiti to remember that their help not only continues Jesus' work, but it serves him too. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Ruth Kramer.